Take your Bible and turn to 2 Kings chapter number 4. 2 Kings chapter number 4. If you have your place, you want to stand honored reading God's Word. We're going to begin reading at verse 38. 2 Kings chapter number 4, verse 38. And the Bible says, Elijah came to Gilgal, and there was a drought in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto the servants, Set on the great pot and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field and gathered herbs and found a wild vine and gathered thereof wild gourds, his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat. And it came to pass as they were eating of the pottage that they cried out, saying, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. But he said, Then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot, and he said, Pour out into the people, that they may eat. And not just, and there was no harm in the pot. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, God, we love you, and we thank you for the reading of your word. We ask you just touch us this evening, as we gather together one more time, this side of eternity. You'd give us a precious word of truth that it encourages. Help us, God, this evening, Lord, as we just look to you, author and finisher of faith, to give us that good help from heaven. Lord, it encourage our hearts that we might be encouragement to others. And Lord, just love you and we'll thank you now. Ask you just bless us on purpose. I touch us from top of the head, soles of our feet. God, give us clarity of thought, clarity of speech, not to say anything to hurt those that you died for. Pray that you'd give us a teachable spirit that we take your word, apply it in our hearts, realize that we do have help and that help comes from above. Lord, we love you and we thank you for loving us. Help us now, God, to give us that, Lord, that encourage us to encourage others. And we'll thank you and praise you. We'll ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We'll preach just a few minutes on this, if the Lord will help me, on this thought, death in the pot. Death in the pot. As I was looking at this, the last couple of weeks, I've had several people approach me from different angles, talking about different things that's happening in our lives, some things that's being brought out and from different people, trying to go at different angles to try to, I guess, work their angle and trying to sidestep and go around the Word of God to justify the things that they do. Amen? God Almighty's got a way of just hedging that about. And I just want to share something tonight with you out of this passage of God to help us. He said, now there's death in the pot. Now we can see this, that they said that they realized it. They realized there was death in the pot. And the man of God, he tells them, he said to bring meal and cast in the pot. So he says to bring meal and cast in pot. And so we see that in order to overcome evil, we have to overcome evil by good. Amen? That's what we do. So he took something that was evil and he took and put good in it to overcome that evil. And so that's what we see here. It's the idea of God transforming a harmful and a negative thing into something that's good and positive. Amen? Glory to God. That's what he does. And I want to look at, I spent most of the, yesterday morning, so I had to come through the funeral, looking at this and looking up some verses. So if you want to write these down, I want to compare some verses here. And I have several of them. And I just want to look at this death in the pot. Amen? And I want to give you about five things of death in the pot tonight and how to deal with that that would bring that death. Amen. And in order to offer a cure to the death in the pot. Amen. Makes sense? All right. So let's go. So you see that in here, the first one I thought of is death in this pot is strong drink. Strong drink. A lot of people tell you today that, you know, it's okay to drink a little bit. It's okay to, you know, have a social drink. Let me just tell you, friend, if you have a social drink, that just makes you a social drunk. Amen? Amen. Don't quit on me. I'll think you're a bunch of alcoholics. Amen. Praise God. It makes you a social drink. Somebody even used this the other day. They give it to me. And I'm glad they did. Well, what a blessing. Because it helps you to hem this thing up and head it off. In Proverbs chapter 31,
We see here, we see King Lemuel and his mother's telling him, and whether this is King Solomon or if it is actually someone else, we don't know for sure, but we know that it's his mother, maybe even Bathsheba, and she's trying to minister her son and tell him the things, praise God, that he needs to know. Amen? In verse number 4, she said, "It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink." Verse number 5, "Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted." Amen? So she says to her son here, she says, listen, said you don't need to be drinking because you're supposed to be able to judge rightly. And said, if you're a drunkard, he said, praise God, you may end up breaking the very law that you're supposed to be judging. Amen? She said, alcohol makes you stupid. It makes you where you can't think. It alters your mind. But somebody said, now preach it, now look at these next verses, and it seems like they're justifying alcohol. I want to say you cannot justify ever using alcohol. But this is what he says. And I'll give you the reason. He said, "Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more." You say, there it is. I've heard of that. And this isn't the first time, but I've had people try to give me this before and try to get me to say, well, you know what the Bible says? I guess it's okay to take you a drink or two. But praise God, what we see here in this mother's teaching the son, and it's sacred sarcasm is what she's using. Because we know that strong drink has never helped anybody. Can I get a witness? I said, strong drink has never helped nobody, has never healed nobody. So what they're saying, give a those that are perishing, you think if somebody's perishing going out here, that giving them a little drink of wine is going to bring them back? Is that going to make them better? Is that going to fix them? No. Amen? He said, if they're heavy in heart, well, you think that's going to fix them? No, it's just going to make them, I praise God, it's going to take them into a more depressed state. That's what it does. He said, let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Amen? Does alcohol bring you out of poverty? No, it does the opposite. It puts you in poverty. You give away everything you got, and you spend everything. Then people take everything you got and you don't even know it. Amen? Amen? Praise God. Does that get rid of your misery? Can you drink yourself out of your sorrows? No. It just leads to more sorrows. So what we have here is sacred sarcasm. She said, hey, listen, you need to stay away from alcohol. Amen? Just stay plumb away from it. You don't need it. Praise the Lord. So we see her taking it. We see the Bible says that there was a death in a pot. There's death in a pot and strong drink. Amen? Praise God. So what do we need to do? Praise the Lord. And what do we add to it? Amen? Elisha added meal to the pot. And it was made healthy, it was made wholesome. Praise God. What we got to do is, praise God, instead of giving strong drink, we got to add the water of life. I mean, we put the water of life in there. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 6, the Bible says, to him that thirsteth, the Lord says, now watch this, he said, I will give of the fountain, give of the fountain of the water of life freely. Amen. So those that are perishing, those that have been perishing, he said, praise God, hey, listen, if they're thirsty, praise God, I'll give them the water of life, the fountain of water of life freely. So if they're thirsty, praise God, instead of giving them strong drink, if they're hurting, if they're having problems, praise God, if there's death in a pot, don't send strong drink, we take it and we put the water of life on it, praise God, to neutralize it and to make it living waters. Amen. Praise God. Don't let anybody ever tell you, praise God, alcohol fix your problems. Amen. Alcohol has never fixed anybody's problems. Alcohol's always, always, always made them worse. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. And then we see that there's death in the pot of literature. Somebody come to me a while back and they said, you know, watch it. There's some things out here that, you know, our Christian people really need to read. There's some things they need to look at because it gives them a different ideal, a different philosophy, and a different point of view. Amen. So there's a death in the pot of literature. The things that we read and the things that we take into our minds, and we don't think about it a whole lot. We read those things and we take them in, praise God, and the whole time it's poison in the pot. Amen. Anybody ever heard of Harry Potter? Come on now, don't quit on me. Amen. You probably read the whole series, right? Amen. You better stay away from that mess. That's poison in the pot. Amen. Praise God, we need to stay away from it. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 7, he said, they're ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. There's a lot of people that's looking at all the literature and Word of God, reading all this stuff, praise God, and they ever learning, ever looking, ever reading, but they're never coming to knowledge of the truth. What's the truth? It's Jesus. Amen. The cure for help. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, 17, he said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for proof, for correction, for instruction, righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto good works. Amen. That's what needs to go in the pot. Amen. But he said, there's death in the pot of literature, taking the things, praise God, this world, the world, these ideals, praise God, and making them all, allowing them to infiltrate our minds and our hearts, praise God, and taking them to heart. So what do we need to do, praise God? We need to bring the Word of God to the pot. Amen. The Word of God needs to put in there to overcome the ideals of literature and philosophy and theology. And praise God, to put the very Word of God in there, the theology, the study of God. Amen. The one that makes the difference, that takes the bitterness out of the pot and puts the goodness in the pot, praise God. That'll make us wholesome and healthy. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen. There's something in here for every cause. It even says exercise profits a little. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's something in here to help us, encourage us if we'll read it. We don't need Dr. Spock and Dr. Shock, praise God. We don't need the philosophies and opinions of the world. We need the Word of God, amen, to establish us. But there's death in the pot of literature. We need to be real careful. Because they're in our school system today, they're having our children read stuff. Let me tell you, that ain't fit for me and you to read. Amen? They're warping their minds. They're bringing into a state of perversion at a very young age. Amen? Teaching them explicit things that they don't need to know nothing about. It's wickedness. Amen. It's poisoning in the pot. And we need to, praise God, in order to fix it, we need to put the Word of God to neutralize that poison, praise God. That the doctrine, praise God, that God gives us. Amen. And then there's not only is there a strong drink in the pot, and there's literature in the pot, but there's worldly pleasure. There's death in the pot of worldly pleasure. Amen. Worldly pleasure is everywhere. Look over at John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1. In verse number 15, the Bible says this. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, now watch this, the love of the Father is not in him. Now what's that saying to us? Amen? What's it saying? She said, we can't love the things of this world and love God too. Don't work that way. We have to remove ourselves from the world, praise God, so we can love God like we should. He said, for all that is in the world, what's in the world? The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Amen? He said, and the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen? So he said, what we have in the pot of worldly pleasure, praise God, is that destroys and tears down and isolates us from God. Amen. Praise God. That's what it does. He said, but those that love the Lord, he said, the world has passed away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen? So we got to, he tells us that we need to love the Lord and quit loving on the world. Amen? The lust of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. That boasting, praise God, on what we have done instead of what God has done. You say, Pastor, what do we have to do if we've got the pot and it's full of earthly pleasure? How do we fix it? We praise God. We pour on a big dose of heavenly treasure. Amen? We pour on a big dose of heavenly pleasure, a treasure. Look at Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 19. He said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Don't lay it up. He said, but lay up for yourself treasures where? In heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through to steal. Why do we do that? Then he gives us a reason. He said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So there's a reason for laying up treasures in heaven. Because we have this pot of worldly pleasure, and praise God, we need to change it into a pot of heavenly treasure. Amen? So we do it with the help of the Lord. Verse 22, he said, the light of the body is the eye, and therefore thine eye is single, if therefore thine eye be single, that thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Amen? We shut out the light. But he says, praise God, but if we're laying up treasures in heaven, praise God, then it's overcoming that pot, praise God, that disgusting pot of worldly pleasures. Because we're looking for the heavenly treasures from the Lord. Amen. So it neutralizes that pot of worldly pleasures. So what happens is when we forget about the worldly pressure and we start doing those things that we want to do to bring glory to God, so we can lay up treasures for ourselves in heaven. Amen. It becomes a different creature as we become a different creation. Amen. Not only is there death in the pot of worldly pleasure that needs heavenly treasure, but number four, there's death in the pot of carnal mind. Bible says carnal mind is enmity with God. In Romans chapter number 8, Romans chapter number 8, verse number 6, he says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Amen? He said, that's what the carnal mind is. And that carnal mind, praise God, there's death in the part of carnality, of a carnal mind. It's doing those things, praise God, that basically just pacifies the flesh. Amen? But God says the carnal mind is enmity against God. So what do we do? He said, we bring into the pot the mind of Christ. So we have that pot, praise God, it's full of the carnal mind. And into that pot we put the mind of Christ. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 5, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Amen. We ought to have some Christ-like thinking. Amen. You put Christ-like thinking into the pot, praise God, and it neutralizes that carnal mindedness and puts us on a mindset and a mind track with Christ Jesus our Savior. He begins to make the difference for us. That's why he would tell us the same thing over in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse 16. He said, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? And now watch this. He said, but we have the mind of Christ. Amen. We have the mind of Christ. So we take the mind of Christ, we cast into the pot of carnality, praise God, and it neutralizes it, and it makes that part of that old bitter death pot of a carnal mind a pot of a part of Christ-likeness, Christ-mindedness. Praise the Lord. So we have a pot that's full of carnality that can become a part of a pot of Christ-likeness. Praise God. And then we have that old pot. I'll give you one more and I'll hush. You say, praise the Lord. Then we have that part, the death in the pot of a false profession. Amen. The death in the pot of a false profession. In Titus chapter 1, verse 16, he says this. He said, they profess that they know God, but in works, now watch this, but in works they deny Him. Amen. That's it. That's that death pot of false profession. People say that they know Him, praise God, but their works, what they do, denies knowing Him. If we really truly know Him, praise God, it'll change our attitude, it'll change our actions. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it does, don't you? I preach what Josh was telling this morning, praise God, people that say they're saved when they're at church, and well, they get up and sing in the choir, and they raise their hand and they shout. But then they go out in the world and there's a total different character. They're a total different person. God help. That's a false profession. It's leading people astray. Amen? It's giving people a false precept of what a Christian is. And I'll just tell you, there was a whole lot of time that I spent witnessing to Brother Josh. But there was a fellow there that was just living like the devil. Went to church every Sunday. Amen? But he'd straight up tell you, say, the kind of person I am at church is not the person I am down on the job. And Josh saw that. He said, that had a big influence on me. He said, if this is what Christianity is, then he said, I'm just as good as he is. Amen? Praise God, we got to be careful because that pot of a false profession, praise God, will deceive everybody that we come in contact with. We don't want that. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him. So then what do? We bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the pot. We put the gospel of Christ into the pot. And it neutralizes that false profession, and we come out, praise God, as true born-again believers. Believing in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. So what do we bring? He said, then we bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ into the pot. Into that pot of death, the false profession, we put the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is absolute truth. And it neutralizes that false profession. In Mark chapter 1:1, it said, in the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's where it starts. That's where reality comes into play. When we realize the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ, who is the very Son of God. I believe that, don't you? Amen. I believe that. John chapter 1, verse number 1 said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things that were created were made by Him. Everything created, everything we have, it was God. It was that Son of God. It was God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we take that false profession and we put the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ in it, and it neutralizes that false profession and it gives us that blessed assurance of who Christ is so that people can see Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. Praise God. Death, there's death in the pot today, young'uns. We got to be really, really careful. You say, why, Pastor Jeff? Because these people, that's a dipping out of the pot. See, if you look at our text, they were some of them folks that would already begin to dip out. He said, so, verse number 40 said, so they poured out for the men to eat. Amen. They'd dipped into the pot. And they was poison in the pot. They was death in the pot. They done begin to dip out of the pot. And somebody recognized it. You know what we have to do? Somebody has to recognize what's going on. We have to recognize, you have to recognize that there's death in the pot. And then we have to take God and His Word, to praise God, and the gospel and truth and figure out what we need to put in the pot to neutralize the death so that people can have life. They dipped out. They had it in their bowl. They were about to partake of it. And He said, "Oh, thou man of God, there's death in the pot." And they could not eat thereof. Amen? It was useless. It was useless. They couldn't have it. It was no account. Amen. Something had to be done. The man of God had to take meal. He said, "Bring meal and cast it into the pot. Neutralize that death that was in the pot and make it fit, beneficial for everyone to eat." Amen. We need to be able to take and cast a meal, that type of salvation, Christ Jesus, that type in the truth, that type of the help that we have in the Lord. So we can put it in the pot so that the pot can be safe so that we can eat out of it. So we can partake of it. Amen. Because there's death in the pot. A lot of things is going on in this world today. A lot of people have different things. And these are just a few of the things that people's mentioned to me just here lately. Amen. It's death. There's death in the pot. But praise God, I'm glad there's life through the Lord Jesus Christ, through His Word. Through that water of life, praise God. Through that He gives us those heavenly treasures, praise God. The mind of Christ and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that makes a difference. All that has a place. And all that, now listen to me and I'm done. All that makes a healthy pot that everybody can partake of. Amen? You think about it. Ain't so much crazy, wicked stuff in this world today that we wouldn't want our children. I wouldn't want me to be even nowhere around it. Amen? But there's a whole lot of good stuff in the goodness of God. In the family of God that we have to share with others in this world. Young as there's death in the pot. But God has the ability to transform those harmful things into beneficial things. Through the Word of God and His touch on our lives. Amen. He's got it all. We just have to pull up. We can pull up to the pot and be satisfied in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Those are just a few things, just a few samples that God gives us. But there's death in the pot today everywhere you look. And people's trying to justify it. Oh, I preach, it'll be all right. No. It's killing us. It's killing our children. It's deception in the highest order. But God, yeah, we're getting used to the dark. Amen? Can't get used to the dark. We have to open this book, the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ, and let Him minister to our hearts so we can be ministered to. Amen?